Brad.
Hi, Sal.
We went out to Alloa Falls earlier this week, and it did.
Part two.
This is part two, right? So initially it didn't work, and then so the second time we went out the next day, and it didn't work for me.
It almost did.
Almost. Pretty close.
We got through, there was a huge snow field blocking some of the switchbacks. So my crampons are significantly better than yours. They have the, half inch spikes. So when I'm jamming into the ice or snow, I don't really slip at all.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's also, I don't always feel comfortable on every single trail that we're on or environment. I mean, there's times when I just don't feel comfortable, and I'm at a point in my life where I just don't do things I don't want to do anymore. I just say, no, I'm not doing this. This isn't fun. I'm not having fun. So I'm leaving. So I left. I bailed. I went up about a half a mile, and it was really, the trail is interesting, or not interesting. It's just like all the trails in the gorge. It's steep. Getting out of the gorge because you have to go uphill, and then also the trails are rather, they're kind of narrow and they're slanted, or they're on the trails are flat, but they're on a hillside. So when you get the snow on there, it just wipes out any flatness on the trail, and it's just a hill, a slope of ice. It was too hard for me, and it was scary. I didn't want to fall and get hurt. People count on me, so I decided to bail, and you carried on.
I did. I gave you the keys. I said, "See you, Sally." I continued on up. After that major snowfield, there were a couple others that the higher you get, the steeper it gets. So that's the one thing. It was a little steeper in a few places, but again, my crampons worked fine. And you got up to the cliffside, and it takes you out on a cliff, probably for 40 yards, where there is a railing. They've installed a railing on this because the drop is straight. I mean, there is no slant to this. Some of the areas you slide, you'd slide down. You wouldn't, you'd stop at some point on your
You just
slide,
wouldn't free fall.
wouldn't free fall on this area. Although, Eagle Creek, you'd free fall, but they just have a cable on the inside. This, there was a railing on the outside, but. And the rock overhangs, and it was just dripping with water. I mean, some areas it was like it was raining. So I covered my iPhone with the gloved hand and got through it as quickly as I could. And then, little 2/3 of the way over, you saw the top of Alloa Falls, and it was like, whoa! I mean, it was really flowing this time of year.
It's today is like February 3rd or 4th, but it was end of January a couple of days ago.
And it was really flowing. And then McCord Creek, I continued on till I had, beautiful, so much water coming down the creek that's there, McCord Creek, obviously, McCord Creek Falls. See? Told you I'm not so smart. And it was great. I mean, there's two small waterfalls, and I'm sure disappear, late summer. But just the two main falls coming off there were just raging. Really great.
That's nice.
Yeah. Anyway, McCord Creek Falls was really raging. Alloa, we saw it from the top and crashing down in. And you could see where the trail was down there. It's funny, this time of year, you can look and you can see where the snow winds down. It's exactly where the trail is.
I guess because it's flat, it builds up. Whereas on the hillside, maybe it just slides off after a while, it melts or something. I don't know why it would gather on the trail and not gather on the hillside so much. But
I
it
don't know.
is very evident when you see the pictures, and I'm sure folks will be able to see it on your YouTube channel.
No,
There's
you just
very
look at the picture and
obvious.
you can just see the switchbacks. Just follow the snow. Even just driving the gorge, you see the trails.
So you were out hiking this morning with a friend, and you went back to Alloa today. And
Correct.
you did those. When you're walking on Alloa Falls, you have the opportunity to go up towards Alloa Falls or go down
Well,
towards.
you go up towards the top of Alloa Falls and McCord Creek Falls, or you can go more across and down to the base of Alloa Falls.
And you did the base
I did the
today.
base today, yes.
And how is that?
So it was gorgeous, really beautiful hike. I mean, You're probably from where we left that trail, 100 yards in, you turn the corner and it's still a half a mile back, but it's beautiful. It's really flowing. So, and you're just, you're walking up the side of the gorge, getting closer, and we got to where we were right at the side of it. And yes, and we'd been there before, 5 years ago. I
Yeah.
remember there's this huge mossy stone at the base, and there was a bridge crossing over the river at the bottom, and you can still cross it. The bridge is broken. Excuse me. But you could still kind of hop onto it, so to speak, and get across. I did not do that. From my understanding, you can carry on the trail for another 300, 400 yards, but it just takes you to a little picnic area, and there's not really anything there. I mean, if you're out for a day hike, yeah, go ahead and go past it so you'd be alone for a picnic or something. But other than that, there isn't a real reason to continue on past the base of the falls.
Now, did you notice? So, the thing about hiking out of the gorge is there's Highway 84. Is it a highway?
Highway
So,
84.
Highway 84 is right there. It's quite loud, which, you get back, you have to go back quite a ways before you stop hearing all the cars and trucks, and there's a train also.
Right.
And all of it's pretty loud. How did you feel? Did you notice if there was road noise when you were hiking that lower McChord?
Once we were lower Eloa is where we
Lower
get to that.
Eloa,
Yeah.
okay.
So it's once you turn the corner, that creek is really moving. It, and I think it drowned out any noise.
Okay.
And certainly as you got closer to the waterfall, I mean, it's yeah, I don't know how to gauge how much water is coming over there, but
Lot.
a lot. So I would think Multnomah Falls easy. So it's not as high,
Right.
but
Sure.
there's a lot of water. I mean,
That makes sense.
yeah, this was a more significant stream than many. Like Horsetail's got a nice flow. This was bigger than Horsetail Falls.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. That is it. That's really big.
Yeah.
Nice. Horsetail Falls is such a great hike. Gosh. We're so lucky.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. We have so much we can see in 10 minutes we're in the gorge.
Yeah.
Half an hour, I won't say anywhere in the gorge, but some beautiful hikes.
I think what's really nice is because we're early morning people, we tend to get on those trails. In Oregon, it's so odd because it's, well, I mean, maybe this is everywhere, I don't know, but people tend to get out a little bit later. Like they're hitting the trails at 10 in the morning and we're already almost done.
Right.
So it's nice for us because we can really enjoy the peace and quiet without all the crowds a lot of the time.
We were on our, there was only one other group. It was a family, two kids, mom and dad, at Alloa Falls. Even though there were more cars at the bottom, they went up to McChord Creek and we went down to the base of the falls. So we only saw the four other people. So at Dry Creek, we went out. We were all alone.
Yeah.
So, but on the way back, we passed six, seven groups of people. So,
Nice. Well, let's talk about Dry Creek Falls on our next chat. Even though I didn't go, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are
Oh,
about it.
yeah. Very cool hike.
Excellent. Thanks,
Okay.
Brad.
Thanks, Al.